From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in and on the country's second largest city. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the Islamic State's assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. The UN is scheduled to discuss the report next Thursday. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it provocation and a gravely illegal act. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the destroyer USS Decatur passed near the Paracel Islands in a routine lawful manner Friday, challenging China's excessive maritime claims. This is VOA News. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet traffic company Dyn said the issue had been resolved. The disruptions began in the United States, then spread into parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage that affected several popular websites, including the social network Twitter. The U.S. government is investigating who is responsible for the cyber attack. Faced with disappointing polling numbers and less than 3 weeks to bridge the gap, Donald Trump on Friday nonetheless stayed upbeat as he campaigned in two key battleground states.
Either we win this election or we lose the country. And believe me, this is the last time we are going to have a chance to win. This is it, folks. This is it.
Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio. Both Clinton and Trump are expected to campaign aggressively in the final stretch of the campaign. The election is on November the 8th. The U.S. Department, the State Department that is, has released a new batch of emails from Hillary Clinton's private email server revealing that one document contains classified information. The email contains transcriptions of two telephone conversations that a senior U.S. diplomat had with top leaders from the United Arab Emirates. The documents were not marked classified at the time they were sent. Clinton has been hounded by questions regarding her use of private email instead of a government account. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is walking back from a statement made this week in China that he planned to break ties with the United States. On Saturday, Duterte said severing ties with the U.S. would not be in the best interest of his people.
It's not severance of ties. When you say severance of ties, you cut the diplomatic relations. I cannot do that. Why? It's to the best interest of my country that we maintain that relationship. Why? Because there are many Filipinos in the United States of Filipino ancestry.
Duterte also clarified by what he meant to say in separating from the U.S. He said he meant a departure from a foreign policy. The Filipino leader said until he became president, his country always followed what the United States said would give cue. The Russian national man accused by an American official of hacking U.S. targets, arrested early this month in the Czech capital, was indicted by a federal grand jury in the U.S. state of California Friday. The 29-year-old Muscovite was arrested on October 5th by officials in Prague, where he remains in custody awaiting an extradition hearing. For details on these stories, much more news, invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.